accession number 19766, Reel 9.
Les Griffiths, Reel 9.
Well, the new Japs we spotted were obviously new to the job. They hadn't been in action by the look of them. They were tough-looking little men, and good calf muscles, and but a bit sullen, having been taken prisoner, of course, because that's a disgrace to a Jap, more so than to us, really. But apart from the odd chap like myself, who would be marching alongside them, hoping to look tough enough to stop any nonsense, they were prisoners, and they were herded into various pens, and that was them out of the war. And I remember at the edge of the river there was a Japanese officer that stood there with his foot on a log of wood, looking out at the river, and I wandered up to him, and I didn't know whether he could understand what I was going to say, but I did say, "Are you glad it's over?" And he replied, "Very much regret." He knew what I was saying, and that's what he said. "I very much regret." And that was the only Jap I think I ever talked to, and the last one. So from there, there was a lot more going on, really, than I can remember. But there were various patrols went out. It's an interesting point I must bring up. I can't remember his name. I might remember by the time I finished. But we had a corporal. He was quite a lad to it, a jolly good soldier. But he'd been a miner. And a message came through to India that if there was any soldiers who were miners, would they like to transfer back to Britain? Because there was a great shortage of miners. So this chap, he volunteered to go back, and he was a damn good soldier. And he went back, and he went down the pits. And lo and behold, this was during the 44 campaign in Imphalwan. And lo and behold, we were halfway through the 45 campaign when I saw him with us again. I said, "Oh, the heck, where do you come from?" "Oh," he said, "I got fed up with the mining. Come back." And he came back to us, back to a full corporal, and he did well. I can't think of his name. I can see him quite clearly. He was a North Country chap too. Well, wherever the mines were up in the North Country, there was plenty of them up there, like there were in Wales, of course. But it just shows you how our temperaments are so different, aren't they? And there he was, back, pleased to be back. Couldn't stand being out there in the mines, back home here in the mines. I don't know how many did that. Very few, I would think.
What condition were you in by the time the war was over?
Pretty... I think I was in pretty good condition, really. I put it down to the fact that I was perhaps always in pretty good... I come from a hard life. I mean, my youth was hard. It was a hard life. Landscape gardening is not... is posh Darwin, really. And I think a lot of it has got to do with that. But a lot of the chaps... what surprised me, really, and still does surprise me, is what the body can put up with. I mean, look at these things that are going on at the moment. Earthquakes. People can live under a building for 6, 7, and even 8 days and come out with a smile. I mean, it's all to do with something inside there. It's amazing.
And how do you feel about having served in the Second World War with the 9th Border?
Oh, well, I wonder what I would have done now without the 9th Borders. I don't know. I was quite happy with the 9th Borders.
And the other two battalions?
Oh, yes. I mean, men are the same. I feel that chaps are the same wherever they are. You get the rough ones, you get the nice ones, you get the tough ones, you get the weak ones. And no matter where you go, you'll find that, I think. I think you'll find that. And you get the brave ones. And you get the exceptionally brave ones or one or two exceptionally brave chaps, and there are those. And you'll get those who are not so keen, But I think you'll get that in any crowd of men who go into action. You'll get those who hang back. I might have been one, who knows? I don't know. It's for others to say. And you'll get those who would. I remember, I thought you mentioned his name earlier on, but it was, I think his name was Fairbrother. Was he Fairbrother or Fair? What name did you mention? Fair something. Earlier on.
Hazelhurst.
Hazel. That name certainly rings a bell with me. He was a Mount Knife border man, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, I know the name well enough. But I think the one I'm thinking of at this particular moment was Fairhurst, a name like that, I think. He was a young man, about 21. He was one of a crowd of reinforcements who joined us before we got to McTeela. This place where Smudge had his accident, that I shot this bloke. He came out of there carrying a wounded chap, and he said, by golly, he said, there's some fun going on in there. And he put his wounded chap down and waltzed back in again, as if he was going to into a row of somebody waiting for a film. I mean, isn't anybody can be like that. And I remember another chap coming out. He was being carried out too. And I said, what's the matter, Foxy? He said, I got a blighty one right through the kneecap. And he was laughing. He must have been in a hell of a pain, but it brings out the best and the worst of people. But some of the biggest ones, I can think of a particular sergeant who was always what he could do and what he couldn't do, but by golly, he didn't last in the line any time. He was out. The least cough he had, he was at the doctor's, and eventually he was sent back to India, and it was reported back by various chaps who'd met up with him somewhere or other, that he was bragging all the time and he didn't see a thing.